And good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just a moment. I want to talk a little bit, if I may, about some early fall birding tips from Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner. They suggest keeping those bird baths out. Put out the white millet, too, to attract some migrating birds. And please, they always recommend keeping those bird feeders clean. If you want some fresh bird seed, that's all you get at Cardinal Corner. Great, great birds, anyway from like a pound to 50-pound bag, custom mixes, and you have get all sorts of great tips. We remind you this weekly, their monthly newsletter, and it's free. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. And if you need a gift idea, we're heading into the gift-giving season, stop in, see the ladies at Cardinal Corner. They'll give you all, you've got to see the store to believe it, really. It's so much more, as we say, than the bird seed store. They're open 7 days a week. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert, Amy's at the Newport Center. They'd love to chat with you, 651-455-6556, or as I said, online at cardinalcorner.com. Check it out. You'll see that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Happy Sunday morning to you, Jim. Officially 41 degrees in the Twin Cities.
Ah, it's warmer there. We've got 40 degrees here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. I also have a pretty strong northwest wind, and the sky is overcast. As a matter of fact, Danny, when I went out in the yard at 7 o'clock like I normally do, it was dark.
Oh, yes.
And I needed my flashlight to check the rain gauge. And since 2 p.m., about 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon when the rain started, we received exactly 5,100, so exactly a half inch of rain. And I know the farmers need dry weather now, and it looks like the next 7 days we should have it. Get these fields dried out so they can combine the soybeans and the corn and do their other work. Sunrise today, 7:29. Wow. The sunset, 6:28. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 10 hours and 59 minutes of daylight. And Denny, that's the same amount that we had last February 25th.
It was. How about that?
Isn't that amazing? Okay, so we've lost 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 21 minutes since last Sunday, and 4 hours and 37 minutes is a total daylight loss since June 20th, the summer solstice. We still have 2 hours and 12 minutes of daylight to lose by December 21st, our winter solstice, first day of astronomical winter, and the shortest daylight period of the year. Normal high for the day is 59. The normal low is 40. Records for today, October 15th in the Twin Cities, this is totally amazing to me, high 85. And that was set 70 years ago in 1947, and again in 1968. Record low was set 141 years ago, 1876. The low was 21. And on this date in 1966, 1.24 inches of rain fell in the Twin Cities, and that's the most in recorded history. And on this date, 25 years ago, 1992, it snowed a third of an inch on the Twin Cities. We have a waning crescent moon, which I could not see. It rose this morning at 2:48, about the same time Danny's getting up.
About that, and, yes.
Yeah, right. And set this afternoon at 4:48. Our next full moon, by the way, is November 4th, and we have Orionid meteor shower peaking this coming Saturday, October 21st. Lots of things happening outdoors. The common milkweed pods continue to open in numbers and spread their seeds into the wind on their silver, white, downy carriers. We continue to enjoy the grand finale of the growing season, the color-splashed landscape. The splendid color changes that take place as deciduous woody plants prepare to drop their leaves are the result of shortening daylight amount and cooler weather. So, some examples. Big tooth and quaking aspen trees, paper birches, eastern cottonwoods are showing golden yellow foliage. Wild grapevine leaves and those of silver maples and hackberry trees are yellow to sunny yellow. The woods are still illuminated with fantastic reds, burnt oranges, and golden yellows on the sugar maples. We see bright reds and orange reds on the leaves of sumac shrubs, growing in colonies on the edges of forests, highways, and other roads. There's a non-native plant called the amur maple. It's from China. And in our neighborhoods, these shrub-like trees, they could be shrubs or trees, are showing just beautiful tones of red and golden yellow. And, Denny, and I know you've got some of these in your neighborhood, the burning bush called the winged Euonymus.
Oh, yes, yes.
Fiery red. Oh, it's just beautiful. Migrating birds include common loons, dark-eyed juncos, white-throated sparrows, and yellow-rumped warblers. Waterfall watchers keep an eye out for redheads, canvasbacks, lesser scalp, and northern shovelers. The information on sunrise and set and weather history and astronomy and phenology that I've been reading this morning is from the Freshwater Society's Minnesota Weather Guide Environment Calendars. The 2018 editions of both the wall and engagement calendars are now available in many book, gift, and wild bird stores throughout Minnesota and into western Wisconsin, including the Bemidji Woolen Mills in Bemidji, Wild Rumpus in Linden Hills area of Minneapolis, the Valley Booksellers in Stillwater, and the General Store in Minnetonka, and the Great Gifts at Lutzen. And I talk about this because any profits that are made from the Weather Guide calendar are used for education towards how to make good use of our water resources and protect them. So many interesting things again. Denny and Lynn Havlicek from Havlicek Orchard, that's located 7 miles northeast of New Prague, report that they're still open for pick-your-own apples, and they'll do this through the weekend of October 28th and 29th. And they continue to pick Harrelson, Keepsake, Prairie Spy, Fireside, Snow Sweet, Northwestern Greenings. Those are all some of my very, very favorite apples. Julie Brophy from Victoria reports they saw their first frost on the lawn last Tuesday morning, October 10th. The same day, Bill and Julie observed many migrating American robins plus cedar waxwings were feeding on the juniper berries in their yard. On Friday, Bill and Julie saw many banded woolly bear caterpillars and a red-bellied snake in Carver Park. That's just right outside of Victoria there on the bike path. And they also heard a late annual cicada buzzing. Now, they sure beat me on that one. I have not heard one for, I don't know, maybe 10 days or more. And at their home in Victoria, they said, flying squirrels come for peanuts and hickory nuts just after sunset. That's each evening. At Hawk Ridge in Duluth, 45 bald eagles were counted as they passed overhead yesterday, and 90 were seen the day before. So far, 3,457 bald eagles have been counted as they migrated over Hawk Ridge this season. Over 38,000 broad-winged hawks and over 17,000 sharp-shinned hawks are the most numerous of the rafters counted so far this season over Hawk Ridge. It's quite an interesting thing. If you get up to Hawk Ridge, especially the sky is clearing and there's west or northwest winds, you can expect to see these hawks coming over. Even now, in well into November, Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur note that native sugar maples and colonies of sumac shrubs are showing beautiful fall colors, especially in the bright reds. October 10th was the first frost at Le Sueur and Henderson, And the Mexican sunflowers and zinnias were killed by the cold temperatures in the Henderson Hummingbird Garden that morning of the 10th of October, where many people experienced their first frost and cold temperatures.
But guess what?
Yeah.
Bill and Mary in New Ulm, Minnesota yesterday spotted a hummingbird.
New Ulm yesterday.
Yesterday morning. How about that?
New Ulm, hummingbird. Yesterday. Oh, wow.
Very good. Well, I tell you what, it's going to be, I was looking at the forecast, Jim, and it's going to be a warm week all week long, and it's going to be perfect for sitting in that by-the-yard furniture outdoors.
Oh, yes.
And maybe enjoying that fire table.
The fire tables. Aren't they something?
They really are, and a perfect time of year for that. Jim and I have mentioned this the last few weekends or so. Besides that maintenance-free patio furniture that you'll never see fade, they also make fire tables with just a touch of a button. It's kind of like lighting a gas grill. You can just leave it out all year long, maintenance-free. No more unraveling the hose if you want to put out the campfire. Nothing like that. Just turn the dial, that fire is out. Several different styles and heights to choose from. As usual, I'll give you a phone number and a website. A lot of folks call and get that free color catalog right after Jim's show, and it's free. And they'll have shots of the fire tables as well as all that great furniture that Jim and I love. Okay, here you go. 952-492-2777. Again, you can call after Jim's show, 952-492-2777, or get on the web at buytheyard.net. You can check out all the good stuff there as well, buytheyard.net. Family-run business down there near Jordan, Minnesota. Jim and I have been to that showroom so many times, and you've got so many great ideas there, don't you, Jim?
Yes.
Really gorgeous. Well, buy the yard. Check it out when you can. Well, Jim, what else do you have this morning?
Well, this past Tuesday morning, October 10th, cold temperatures resulted in the first frost over much of central and southern Minnesota. In some spots, tomato plants, cucumber, squash, and pumpkin vines, zinnias, salvia, and other plants were killed. Even iced over bird baths were reported in certain parts of Minnesota this past Tuesday morning. Yeah, totally incredible. Matt Shute, he's a naturalist and leads hikes in the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, said colors were just fantastic yesterday. Enjoyed it so much. One of the shrubs he was looking at with his group was called winterberry. There's a winterberry collection with these bright red berries and still dark green leaves. They saw a monarch butterfly in the arboretum yesterday and a painted lady, and sulfur butterflies also are still on the wing. Ray and Marlene Simon live near the Cannon River, just on the edge of Northfield. Report Fall Color Peak in Northfield was probably yesterday beautiful. Sugar maples, nice. Sumacs showing the reds. Dark-eyed juncos arrived yesterday. Zinnias are still blooming in their garden. They didn't get hit by the frost, so that was a good thing. David and Mary Brislance, they live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Luton. Still many dark-eyed juncos and white-throated sparrows and white-crowned sparrows coming to their feeding station. Both kinglets are still moving through. That ruby-crowned are the most numerous of the kinglets. Northern bush honeysuckle is in reds and purples. And the paper birches and quaking aspens, still nice gold and yellow leaves up along the north shore. Horn larks and Lapland longspurs are some of the birds that are moving through. Diane and Dave Herring from the Waterville area are hoping that this coming week that they're able to have the soybeans combined on their farm. They want to get that work done, but it's been too wet lately. They have been seeing bald eagles lately, and they have been on a bike trip in the Nisswa Breezy Point area. Said the colors are just fantastic. I'm trying to find another report here. I can't find it.
While you're looking, I can tell you that the text came in saying they're still seeing bluebirds in White Bear Lake.
Oh, there's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, here we go. I was talking about Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault. They saw two late migrating chimneys in with barn swallows and tree swallows flying over Cannon Lake last Sunday. And the same day, they saw their last ruby-throated hummingbird and monarch butterfly. Said fall color is beautiful in the Faribault area. They saw a common nighthawk on Friday, a very late common nighthawk. These common nighthawks are flying all the way to South America for the winter. And Friday the 13th, Tom spotted his first of the season hermit thrush and brown keeper, both sightings at Riverbend Nature Center. And Keith Radel notes that fall color foliage is very good in the Faribault area this weekend, and especially on the native sugar maple trees. And he and his wife, Cheryl, were in the Mille Lacs Lake area on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, saw many flocks of migrating dark-eyed juncos, bright fall colors, especially reds and burnt oranges on the sugar maples and reds on the sumacs. And, wow, get outside and enjoy these colors. Now, some people say, well, in my neighborhood, you know, it's just kind of brownish or greenish right now. But, you know, if you just get out and look around, you're going to see some fantastic fall colors. And this is, we're at our best. This weekend was at its very best in the Twin Cities area. In fact, Sandy and I took a drive to Taylor's Falls a couple of days ago. And all along the St. Croix River, beautiful fall colors.
I haven't been there for so long. I'd love to see
it. Oh, what a great drive that is. Another wonderful drive, Highway 7, Hopkins to St. Bonifacius, Landscape Arboretum, Northfield, Faribault. These are all places to go out and see these stupendous fall colors.
Very good, Jim. Well, we have to head out of here, and I hope we can talk again next week with more Nature Notes. What do you
say? Look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Have a good
Bye.
Week. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning here on 830 WCCO. 41 degrees now.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.